This is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me, heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. Fuck me to you. Revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves, and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know that were
yourself.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO, 3 live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not going to play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris Earle. I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you? You were in my math class, you're in history. Is it, what are people, just dumb? They just forget you? How do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m.
I got a room at the top of the world tonight.
top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming down. No, I ain't coming down. I
It's time travel today. My name's Chris Earle. Show's normally time travel with Chris Earle from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday. I will be here from 3 to 7 p.m. A little late today. Had some trouble with the traffic and the packing. But Joyce the Voice is off the next couple weeks, so I will be taking her spot as well for Time Travel XL, as I like to call it. And thanks to Steve for giving me the idea for time travel. Like time travel, that's kind of nice. 3 to 7 p.m., as you all know.
Tom Petty passed away the other day, Monday. He was dead, then he was alive, then he was dead. One of my favorites, David Bowie, Prince, my number one guy. Tom Petty's got to be in the top five. It's been a rough couple of years for rock and roll. It's all Tom Petty today. He has a great catalog of songs. I think you really enjoy the next few hours. Unless, of course, you don't like him at all. Then just shut it off and don't show up next week. I don't care. Go listen to Pitbull or whatever you're going to do. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Tom Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. It was Walls, in parentheses, Circus, whatever that meant. That's from 1996, from the She's the One soundtrack album. Ed Burns made a movie, She's the One, decided to ask Tom Petty, hey, can you make me a movie soundtrack? And he sure did. And that's one of my favorites on there. I like that one, and I like Walls number three in parentheses. That's pretty good. And I got a couple of others from there. He redoes Beck on that album, and Change the Locks is on there. Some good stuff. 1996, there on Time Travel, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Before that, I had All the Wrong Reasons from Into the Great Wide Open. Fantastic album from 1991. And we started out with Room at the Top from Echo from 1999. It's all Tom Petty this week as well as next week. I will be doing it from 3 till 7 p.m. next week. And Tom Petty died. He was great. And, you know, it was a hard hit for rock and roll. And I think one of the things that's that has the most impact is for anybody that's around my age is pretty much this guy that you grew up with. You saw his career, you know. It's like I was a relatively young guy when Tom Petty came on the scene, you know, AM radio in the late 70s, and you'd hear American Girl and Don't Do Me Like That. And then in the early 80s, he had a number of great songs on MTV, not only just him and his band playing, but they were early pioneers of the music video, the video for Don't Come Around Here No More, of course, and as well as some others that I'll be playing a little bit later on. So 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and up until a month ago, he was here in Boston, and I saw him at his last show in Boston. And, you know, it was one of those things, last minute in the middle of the day, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go see Tom Petty tonight. And I went down, I got myself a ticket and wandered in. Didn't have the best seat in the world, but it was great. Had a blast. And the thing is, he's just a great rock and roller, and he's going to be missed. So a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers today. I got A-sides, I got B-sides, I got live tracks, I've got rarities. I've got songs with other artists on here. I got some Traveling Wilburys, a little block of that. And I got some other stuff, like this one from Mudcrutch, which was his first band. And interestingly enough, he got back together with them, produced two albums. And it was one of his first bands, I should say. And he got back together, put together two albums, gave his old friend some work. And this is one of the songs off the second album. This one's called Trailer here on Time Travel. Here it is, Time Travel, Mudcrutch.
I graduated high school, I bought her a trailer in a little park by the side. The Navy, but no, I had to go for a mobile home. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. All to you and that trailer too, babe. I can't
kept up my interest. I kept up my payments. She never said goodbye. I never asked why. Man, we used to dance to Leonard Skinner. Ah, she used to look so good at times. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. Where's some room in that trailer for two, babe? Shines any light on the way things went. I get by on my own time. I ain't cut out for working. I ain't cut out for nothing. It pays my rent. I guess I gave it all to you.
Offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
7 p.m.
Your guitar.